Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, February 14th, 2012, and this is San Francisco Council 11 representative Matt Materni reporting, and together we will do better. Voting for a 2012 tentative agreement is now open and will remain open through 1200 Eastern on February 28th. All members should receive their tentative agreement packet. This packet includes a summary of the improvements within the tentative agreement, the full text of the agreement, questions and answers, economic data related to the compensation components of the tentative agreement, voting instructions with your activation code to set up your VIN and PIN to vote, located on the front sheet of paper that has your address on it. If you have received your packet, we suggest that you do not carry the voting notice and instructions page around with you as it contains your personal activation code. If you have not received your tentative agreement packet, please contact your local council for a replacement. This new packet will not have your activation code. You will need to call the UALMEC voter helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 545. For a replacement. Each of us has an important decision to make in determining if this tentative agreement is the right step forward. While the United Master Executive Council, MEC, has recommended a 4 vote on the agreement, the decision is in your hands. For the first time in over 15 years, we are considering improvements to our contract. United's bankruptcy is over, and so too should the terms of this contract that we were forced to accept during the bankruptcy. We have done what was necessary for the survival of our airline and our carriers. Now it is time to consider improvements that we are due. This tentative agreement offers real improvements now and creates a solid foundation for additional improvements through single contract negotiations resulting from United's merger. There is real opportunity both today and tomorrow. Be sure to cast your vote and be part of determining your future. If you have questions about the tentative agreement, please contact your local council. If you have questions about the voting system, please call the UALMEC voter helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 545. As we approach the first anniversary of the replacement of our United crew badges, we will begin to see the first round of expiring badges. Should you be among this group of flight attendants with a badge that will be expiring soon, the procedure to obtain a new crew badge follows. No action is required on the part of the flight attendant to start the process. Replacement badges are sent automatically to the domicile at the beginning of the month in which the badge expires. The old or expiring badge remains active through the last day of the month. Flight attendants should contact the duty desk in the domicile to pick up their replacement badge. Badges will be released only to the employee who must sign for the new badge and turn in the expiring badge in order to receive the replacement. Be aware, the duty desks are not staffed 24 hours per day, and badges are secured when domicile staff are not available. We recommend that you plan ahead and get the new badge as early in the month as possible in order to avoid having difficulties getting to work. We have received questions regarding the eligibility to vote while on voluntary furlough. Each flight attendant who bid for voluntary furlough received a letter at the time the voluntary furlough was awarded, which explained how to remain active and retain ability to vote while on voluntary furlough. That letter states, active members in good standing may vote for our representatives, run for office, volunteer to serve on an AFA committee to conduct the work of our union, and participate in the contract ratification process. Flight attendants on voluntary furlough may choose to leave and remain active in order to maintain their rights as an active member. If you are on voluntary furlough and wish to vote, we encourage you to follow the process, which will allow you to do so. contact the Membership Services Department for assistance at 800-424-2401, extension 706. The holiday point credit for those who received perfect attendance for the period from December 17, 2011 through January 8, 2012 has been placed in the work history for each person who qualified. When checking your work history, 2012 credit earned should be found under the heading of attendance bonus point. If an additional point was earned in the previous year for perfect attendance, 2011 credit earned should also be found under the attendance bonus point heading in your work history. If that first point was already used, 2011 bonus credit used should be displayed. Please take a moment to ensure your bonus points are correctly reflected in your work history if you had perfect attendance during the holiday period. That's all for this evening. I thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.